I'm a fat loser. I've done all sorts of stuff.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. It is a new year, 2026. Happy late new year, actually. I didn't do much most of people, anything, you know.
Most people think that it starts today, though.
Do they really?
Everyone's like, yeah, because everyone's like, when there's New Year's on a Friday, you still have the weekend to burn. I mean, really? Like, all of a sudden, I mean, it was on, so New Year's Day was Friday.
Uh-huh.
You weren't hitting the gym on a Friday. First of all, you were licking your wounds from Thursday.
And if then you at that did point, anything. Like, if you did anything. I didn't do anything. We'll get into all of that. Let's just start off here. If you want to DM us, you can message us. You can just hit us up at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Shoot us a text on the party line, 402-915-0962. Also, let's not forget about the merch. We got a lot of good merch at bigpartyshow.com. That's where your hub is, all right? That's where everything is, where you go to get everything. We have Lancer tickets up for grabs this week. We have 2 4-packs, all right? So basically, just go to bigpartyshow.com, contests, and it's right there. 2 4-packs for Friday's game. They're taking on the Rapid City Rough Riders. The Rough Riders.
Just who let that branding stand? Like, I get that there was a time where you're like, the Rough Riders, but now everybody knows well enough to know. There's a high school. It's like our local high school where if the kids went to the local, like down the block high school, they're the Rough Riders. People are like, what?
Yeah. Molly, when I saw it, I'd laughed out loud. I felt like a teenager all over again.
I know. You're like so stupid. You're like, what are you guys named? You're like, all right, grow up.
Because I could have easily said just Rapid City, but I had to add the Rough Riders in there. But again, it's this Friday, Liberty First Credit Union. If you want to get tickets outside of winning, which I don't know what is wrong with you if you don't want to win, but yeah, you can get tickets at Lancers.com. Otherwise, hit it up and try to win those 4-packs. All right, so most people think that Monday is the new year, I guess because they're getting back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you still had like, so basically you're looking at it and you're like, why? I mean, it's Friday. Like, I'm not suddenly going to become a new person on a Saturday. They're still weekend at enjoy.
Yeah.
And so then Saturday, you're still kind of like, who wants pizza? And then Sunday is kind of the day where you're like, well, I need some comfort pizza. So then Monday is the day. It's like, everybody loves salad.
That's right, and everyone likes working out as well.
Hey, who doesn't love working out and salad? I'll tell you what, I know for me, New Year's isn't starting until today on account of the fact that when we were driving back from Omaha to Chicago, my entire meal for the day was a medium-sized concrete mixer from Culver's.
Oh, really? And that's all you had all day on your way on your way drive?
Like,
back?
I housed it. Like, I was like, the kids are like, we'll take burgers. I was like, I'll have ice cream.
Why not? Ice cream's, that's the beauty about ice cream. It's good any time of the day. I mean, you're silly to, anyone's silly to think that you can't have ice cream for breakfast. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with it.
I mean, it's, you know, it's milk and sugar. You're doing that with cereal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're doing it with sugar.
If you're putting sugar cereal in a bowl and splashing milk on it, I guarantee you that's probably the same amount of sugar, depending on the cereal, as it would be if you had a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah, you're right. I mean have you ever put cereal in your on top of your ice cream for a topper? Sure. It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. So,
no, are you kidding me? I'm a fat loser. I've done all sorts of stuff. Listen. It's been a journey to get to where I am, okay? Not everything's been intermittent fasting and goal weights. I mean, there's been plenty of ice cream sundaes with Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes. That's when I first met my father-in-law. We all went out to dinner, and he ordered dessert first. And then he ordered for dinner pork chop, but he wanted it medium rare because he knew he wasn't going to eat it there. He was going to take it home, and then when you reheat it, it doesn't go dry. I was like, that is genius.
You're like, this man.
I'm marrying that daughter of his. I'm marrying it. All right, let's get motivated. We're going to continue on with the picnic foods that I've left on the picnic table too long, or maybe hours in the sun. Okay,
here we only have one left.
No, I reset. We're resetting the whole thing. Yeah. We got hot dogs, liverwurst, and then we have coleslaw.
You know how I feel about coleslaw. Absolutely and hot dogs. Not. Yeah. I'm going to take hot dogs all day long.
All right, let's get motivated.
Did you forget who the hell you are again? Let me remind you. You're a walking, talking masterpiece with a turbocharged soul and a PhD in badassery. You're sharp, unshakable, and sexier than confidence dipped in ambition. Hard days? You chew them up like bubblegum. Doubt? You turn that shit into rocket fuel. So slap some swagger on that strut and go show this day why it should have stayed in bed.
All right, there you go. There's your motivation for the day. And
kick off that new year.
Yeah, kick off that new year. New Year's Eve, we didn't do anything. I sat and watched the Ryan Seacrest.
You did?
Yeah.
New Year's Rockin' Eve?
Yeah,
with Ryan Seacrest?
Watched it, and it wasn't good, Molly. I sat in disappointment for the most part. Yeah, it was that bad. Uh-huh. I don't know why. It just seemed like it was a giant infomercial, you know. They even ready for this, you know, because Ryan Seacrest does the Wheel of Fortune, right? That's his gig now.
Yeah.
They even did Wheel of Fortune.
Did they really?
Yeah, right out there at Times Square.
So they left no cross promotion stone unturned?
No, they didn't. I don't even know if they had an act out there. Because they kept going to different places, you know.
I know they were in Chicago.
Yeah, they were in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what the best act was, but we went to bed as soon as it hit midnight in New York. So I experienced New Year's Eve in New York for the first time, sort of. Yeah, there you go. That was
enough.
My New Year's Eve. Yeah. So what did you end up doing? What'd you do? Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the thing. It's always a good evening when you know somebody go puffs the ingredients for boat drinks because we just didn't have enough wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you feel the next day?
Awesome. I was ready. I was turbocharged into 2026 only because I think there was still boat drink mix in my blood. It was a fun night. Yeah, we had a great time.
I like what you guys do. You guys just take over a hotel floor for the most part. And
yes.
Do you guys go down to the lobby and hang out, or is it just basically all on the same floor? You guys just kind of go room to room and hang out?
No, we stay down at the Embassy Suites in the Old Market. Uh-huh. They've got like this big atrium. And so everybody goes down there. Like there are other people in the hotel that are also doing the same thing we're doing. And you just take over a couple tables in the atrium and set up, you know, your food station, your drink station, your game station. I mean, we had a couple different tables going. One table we were doing a puzzle. The other table was like had the crock pot going. Peter's like, really?
Kidding?
You guys are those people now?
That's what you guys do. That is awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So there are about 6+ families that stay there. And then all of our other friends and family come down to celebrate with us.
Okay.
So in addition to all the people that are staying there, we're also the destination for people who are coming to celebrate. So, I mean, it ends up being like 60 some people and kids and whatnot.
Oh,
I mean, it's a party.
Yeah. It sounds, and it's not just one day. It's a few days or is it really just
one
day?
Yeah, we get the room. We checked in on the 30th, you know, cause you got a pregame. I mean,
oh yeah, I
pregame. You can't just go into boat drinks dry. There's a whole lead up. You got to go on the hunt for baby beers first, which I didn't know was a thing. And my friend was on the hunt for this thing called a baby beer. And so we'd go to different bars and she'd be like, "Do you guys have baby beer?" And they're like,
"What is baby beer?"
Here's the thing. I'm thinking that they're going to give me like a shot glass of, I don't know, Bud Light or something like that.
Yeah.
So we keep going to all these different bars. "Do you have baby beer?" No. She's like, "Oh, man. All right." So finally we go to this bar and they're like, yes, we do have baby beers. And we're like, okay, finally the place that has the little beer glasses for the baby beers, I guess we're shooting. And they come and they're like, no, they're these little shots that look like pint glasses of beer in a shooter, but the ingredients separate. So it looks like a pint of beer with foam on the top.
Oh, those are baby beers. I've never heard those of are such baby a beers. Thing. Okay.
And it's like butternut. It's like, but not butternut, but like butterscotch. And then like, and then on top, it's like Bailey's or something like that. So it looks like a yellow beer with white foam on top. So my sister and I both were like, we had not at any point during the day spoken to one another about what we each thought a baby beer was.
Yeah.
And apparently it must be like a Kavanaugh girl thing. Cause Anne's like, I thought you were just looking for little beers. I was like, yes. Well, I thought you'd just been looking for like little beers all day.
I didn't know that was the first thing I thought because my brother-in-law comes over with, I would call baby beers. Because they're little Modelos, they're bottles of beer.
Tiny.
That you look like a big giant, you know, drinking it. I thought that was a baby beer.
But, so did I.
Yeah.
All day long, our friend Becky is like, do you guys have baby beers? Everyone's like, no. I'm like, you have 20 beers on tap. You don't have a baby beer? Like, pick one of them and put it in a shot glass. And apparently we're good to go. Like, I don't. So at no point did she explain to us that this is basically a thing to drink, that it's a bunch of different ingredients. So we had one. They were delicious. Well worth the all-day journey.
Yeah, the find. Speaking of baby beers, are you doing anything with the dry January? It's being talked about a lot. I mean, I've never seen it so much on the news about the health benefits and everything like that. They threw out some stats. I looked up and they were right. It's like approximately 50% of U.S. adults say that they drink alcohol.
Yeah.
It's the lowest recorded in 90 years. People
really,
that's, I mean, you think about almost half the population is not drinking alcohol, adults.
Interesting.
Isn't that nuts? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm one of those that do.
Well, keep in mind that I spent an entire day with a woman that was trying to find baby beers. So obviously I keep that same company.
50%. They drink alcohol. That's it. I would have guessed 80, 90, 90.
I wouldn't say 90. 90 seems really high, but I would definitely say in the 70 to 80 range.
Jeez,
wouldn't surprise me.
54%. That's insane. Because that's great. You know, all the benefits are nuts. And of course, I my idea was to stop. But then it's hard.
I love that that's the only, like, it's like, there's no end to that sentence. It's just, it's hard. Period.
No, it's because you got things, like, things going on.
There wasn't any sort of, there's no, that wasn't like a preamble to a real reason. It was just, that's the reason. It's hard.
Yeah. It's not hard that I can't, because I've done it before.
No, that's called a problem.
That's a problem. It's hard because there's so many other things going on immediately after New Year's, especially if it's on a Friday. Mm-hmm. The new day's a Friday. You got all these football games. You got people you want to see before they head back. So then, and then I automatically go, well, I'm just going to push it to Monday, you know. And then
that's why I was saying everybody's saying New Year starts on Monday. You're like, come on, man. You got a whole weekend and football.
Yes.
Right. January starts on the 4th.
Yeah. The 4th. 2026 is the year of the weight loss pill, too, people, because of that pill's coming out.
Wegovy, right?
Yeah. More than Wegovy, Molly. It's like they're all coming out now.
Well, they've all been. That was just the first one to get greenlit. You're right. Yeah. But there are other ones that are in the pipeline. But I know of at least one or two people that will make a difference. Like, they're like, well, no, nothing's really standing in the way. And I'm like, okay. I mean, because they were part of the population that was like, I wouldn't do a shot, but like, if it's just another pill in my pill box, like, okay.
My pill box, yeah. I mean,
my
think
pill
about
box.
It. The cost
right
on
smelling salts in my handkerchief.
Yeah. The cost of it is about the price if you were to quit drinking if you partied a lot anyway. And probably food.
What is the price tag on that?
I don't know. I mean, it's like $200 a month or something. I think one of them was spitting out, you know, and so that didn't seem like much because if you're not eating and you're not drinking, and you're taking a pill that's $200 a month, then you're obviously not going to be spending. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
You know,
cocaine's expensive.
Cocaine's very expensive. Not that I know, only from what I hear.
All I'm saying is if you're not drinking and you're losing weight.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
You might have another habit and it's not cheap.
The year of the weight loss pill.
Well, I also am just curious, like,
everyone's going
to
be skinny.
What that does, yeah, long term to just the landscape. I mean, I don't necessarily think that we still don't know what it does necessarily. We long term, because there is no long term. We're learning it in real time. There's no like, well, 20 years ago when it started, now here we're at, like, no, when we hit the 20 year mark on this thing, that'll be in real time, which
you're
is
right.
Like
it takes
15 years from now.
I felt the same way with, and by the way, on that, Molly, you're right, because they are, seems like they're coming up with more and more terms of, you know, of why someone looks the way they look, or, you know, like stomach paralyzed stomach, all that stuff, you know, and that's, that's going like that, but it's no different than vaping. And I always felt the same way. I'm like, why would you use a, like an oil and, burn that up and breathe it in and then and breathe it out. That stuff is, that's oil. It's oil. And you're not going to know anything for at least 10 years. And now stuff is coming out.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, that was not a good idea. Sorry, guys.
It's the same thing with those pills, I think. But I just don't, I don't know well enough about it to know or even really to speak to it. I don't know if I'll ever take it. I mean, I can't wait to go to the doctor again. He's going to say, hey, you know, we talked about it.
Well, I think they talk about it with everybody now. I mean, from what I understand, you know, I think a lot of people, it's a conversation where initially it was sort of one of those things where it was a serious conversation because it was only meant for people that had, you know, a certain threshold. You know, you had to be in a certain
size, health wise,
right? Like you had to be in a certain echelon. I mean, it wasn't just like, and so now I feel like it's kind of the Wild Wild West. Like, I feel like anybody could go in at anywhere and any time. They're like, yeah, you want to lose 5 pounds? Sure. Why not? You're like, no.
I'd like, if there's like something you'd like to lose, what would it be on your body?
What do you mean, weight wise?
Yeah. Like what? Yeah. I just walked in here, but I took off my shirt and I had to walk by a mirror and another shirt. And I hate that feeling. Because then I have to sit there and look at myself, and that I don't care what I look like, obviously.
You're like, obviously I gave up caring quite some time ago and quitting drinking's hard.
Bold statements today.
Oh, big ones.
Yeah.
Coming into the new year with some hot takes.
Like love handles is one of the things that I don't like on me.
Okay.
You know, not everybody gets them. Like Peter is a prime example. Peter is a guy that doesn't get love handles. Some guys get crazy love handles, like Peter doesn't. There's just some guys that don't. They grow their weight in a different way.
But everybody has, I was going to say, you just carry your weight someplace different.
Yeah.
You know?
I carry all mine right there. So it's like, that's why I say I got Dunlap disease, which is I Dunlapped over my belt, you know, so.
That is awful. Can we resolve not to tell stupid jokes like that in the new year? Could we please? Can we make a?
That was a good one. Anyway,
resolution for that.
That's what I would like to lose weight at, I think. Other everything else is fine, you know. I don't know. You don't have a spot, you know? Like,
I mean, I do, but I'm not going to put my spot on blast. Okay. Like, do I have a spot? Everybody's got a spot. Am I going to go ahead and belly up and tell everyone that spot? Absolutely not. For as long, for as much, you know, my wrists. Oh. I really wish I could lose some weight in my wrists.
Oh, you know what? I noticed those wrists the other day, yeah, actually.
Just big, yeah, big old chunky wrists. No, I mean,
the kinkle wrists, what they're called.
That's the one thing I love about wrists is the bone.
You like
and
the
I will
bone?
Always remember this. We were like studying, you know, the skeleton in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the ulna. And I remember this because they're like, it's the ugly ulna. And I always thought to myself, I don't think that bone is ugly. I think it's kind of cool that you can see one of your bones
sticking out like that.
Sticking out of your body like that.
Well, I the can't ugly see ulna. Mine. I can't see you're mine. Like, so.
Maybe it's not the midsection. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, oh, there you go. You got an ugly ulna there.
It's called an ugly oma.
Ulna. U-L-N-A is the name of the bone. And the okay. way they had you remember it for like the exam, you know how you give things little names so you yeah. don't forget it? And here it is decades later.
Still
I still remember
with it.
That this is the ugly ulna.
I didn't know that. We all just learned something today. I'm sure someone else knew.
I know somebody's like, not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is definitely an area that maybe I should work on. Okay. Maybe do some wrist exercises.
I've never heard
I did
heard
get,
it.
You know, the gym did not wait until Monday to remind me that it's the new year. They went ahead and automatically withdrew that monthly payment.
Is
like
this
that I was like.
Do you go, is this a monthly payment that just starts in January or? It's
no,
every
I'm
month?
Just saying like it was one of those things where it hits your card and you're like, oh, right. Gym membership. I mean, I use it.
I don't even know. I don't use one. I don't have one. I did for a long time. And the whole thing is that I probably should have owned part of it because I
right,
owned it for so long. Yeah. I've put so much money into this gym. And I never went. I went maybe a couple times in the beginning. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But then you just fall off. And I think that's what everyone's going to be doing again this year, you know, because it's the new year. And unless you're just going to take the pill, the weight loss pill, then you don't have to go work out.
Well, even then, you still need to work out.
You do? No,
because
you need to build muscle,
about, yeah,
right?
Muscle. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you still need to work out. So, I mean, you're still seeing people. If anything, you probably see more people at the gym on account of the fact that you don't want to lose that muscle mass while you're taking that stuff.
Does that stuff do affect your muscle mass?
Yeah, huge.
It does? That sounds scary.
Like you've got to really up your protein intake and you've really got to work on your on weightlifting. I mean, like on strength training. Those are the two things that if you go on that my friends who have gone on it, it's been a big change. They're like much more mindful of protein, but that's one of the things that they'll tell you because otherwise it'll eat away your muscles.
That explains it. That explains. Okay. Yeah. Cause of the couple of people that I've known, that I've lost weight, they needed to lose weight health wise, but obviously not going to the gym because you know how Mr. Burns looks on The Simpsons.
He's just bony.
Sorry if you listen
to the
podcast.
He wants
to
lose weight in the hump on his back.
Kind of look like that. It's a different look. I'm not judging because I got giant side handles that drag on the floor.
There's always room for a little bit of judgment. I mean, come on. You look at somebody, you're like, try harder. Be better.
I didn't know it did that. Oh my God, that explains it. Now my question is this: how do you address that to your friends if you're concerned? Like, hey, you lost all this weight. You look great. You look different and stuff. But you look like you've never you look like you're skinny. You're like so dang skinny. I can see your bones. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you don't.
None of my business.
It's the same way that you don't tell somebody, you're like, you know what, you really let yourself go, it looks like you've packed on a lot of pounds, fatty. Any conversation about someone's size,
yeah,
nope.
Okay.
No. Big, little, medium, it's
a no-no.
It's a no-go zone.
Okay. They just live in your head. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, that's what the drive home with Wylene is for. That's when you have those conversations. You're like, and another thing, did you notice so and so and what's? That's
I don't.
The conversation.
Wylene, I don't
no,
do
you
that.
Don't.
Not with Wylene. I no way. I don't want her to know that I or think that I'm a monster.
She knows who she married. I saw the look on her face when you were telling stories the other day. She's like, oh no. Yeah. Not that one again. You're like, and another thing. He's like, no. Not that story. Please. Yeah. I still have to look at you and love you. Stop telling that story.
Yeah. She never tells me what to do, though, so that's a good thing.
No, she does not.
No, she doesn't.
That is called silent judgment.
Oh, I don't like silent judgment.
I wouldn't take a good card look at your wife.
Yeah, all right, so we have the 50th annual Banished Words list right in my hand for 2026. Oh. These are the words that we're not supposed to use anymore, all right? I just have the top 10. There's a lot of words. I actually hit ChatGPT, Smarty Pants, and asked, you know, what are some other banished words that should be happening in 2026? It spit out so many.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, that's enough.
There's another one.
That's enough. All right. So I'll start with number 10. Reach out. Not supposed to use reach out any longer.
Really?
So it's like, hey, what are you doing? If you're going to be in town, reach out to me. I don't understand what's wrong with that. I don't use that word.
No, I mean, I don't, but.
Would you yay or nay that? Yes or no on that one?
I mean, I would just say nay because it's not anything where I'm like, ugh, one more person says reach out.
All right. Number 9 is my bad. This is the 50th annual. They've been doing this for 50 years.
My bad can go away. That's been around for long enough that we could say, find another way to say it.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. I don't really use that word either. Gift or gifted? Gift or gifted? Gift and gifted. So basically, I gifted you something.
I don't even know. Okay.
See, what the hell who are these people?
They're like, I've got a lot of feelings. You're like, obviously. Jeez, fun being your friend. I'll reach out to you next time I'm thinking about gifting you anything. Yes. My bad. I didn't mean to go ahead and say something that upsets you.
Number 7 is perfect.
What's wrong with perfect? Perfect's perfect. No.
I know. Perfect's great. Perfect. That should be banished. All right. Full stop. I would like to banish that one.
Full stop?
Uh-huh.
I don't really use that one very much, but I guess, yeah.
Do you know people that use these words so far?
Not like I've heard my bad. But full stop, no, it doesn't. None of this really
full stop stops here. Full stop. Yeah, these people that are haters of these words. All right, incentivize is number 5.
Incentivize. I'd like to be incentivized.
I would too.
I would like to have a problem with that word because somebody's used it too much with me because they've been incentivizing me too much. Enough. Stop incentivizing me.
Yeah. I have no problem with that word either. All right. Number 4, massive.
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 These are so funny. Like, this is just like nothing's come up where I'm like, yes. Like, there hasn't been one yet where I am ready to also say goodbye or put an X on it.
I know. It's massive. I don't understand what this is massive. That's massive.
That is massive. The massive incentivizing that has happened.
Yes. All right, gift. Number 3 is cooked. I'm going to make you guess 2 and 1. Cooked is 3.
I mean, I've heard let it cook.
What is let it cook? What would that be used for?
Let it cook. It's like, it's kind of one of those things like when you're working on ideas and you like throw something out there, you're like, let's just let it cook. Let's see what happens. Let's see.
Okay. Cooked. That's cooked. That's cooked. Maybe an idea or someone's, I don't know, their outfit, you know, they wear it all the time. You just go, that's cooked, dude. It's messy.
You always sound like the worst. Dad.
No. Number 2. Can you guess 2? It's is not it hard. Like,
the only thing I can think of. Nope.
No, that's never going to go away. That is never going to go away. I'm going to do some research for Wednesday, and I want to go down last year's that we weren't supposed to use and the year before, because these guys are just phoning it in at the 50th. It's the 50th.
Right.
Annual banished words. Number two is demure.
Demure?
Demure.
Okay. Maybe we're just old and everyone's like, oh my God, these words have been so overused. Grace, are we just old? Is demure something?
Yes. No.
She's like, okay. I mean, Grace is our touchstone. I mean, it's like we're basically Grace's mom and dad. She's like, you guys, it's so sweet. But yeah, demure is a thing, mom.
Demure is a thing.
Like, nope. I don't know anything about that.
What is demure? Because wasn't summer the summer of demure? Is that what was that? Wasn't it something with art, like Charlie?
Well, it wasn't Hot Girl Summer, because that was like the summer before.
Okay.
All right, I don't know.
You have to guess the last one.
The last one I've got to guess?
Uh-huh.
6-7?
Bing, bing, bing. Look at that.
Yes.
That needs to go.
Yes, that needs to go.
When I see news people on the news and adults and sports broadcasters,
they're like, hey, 6-7.
Drives me nutso. All right.
My friend Becky, that was looking for the baby beer shots.
Uh-huh.
She had 6-7 ornaments made. She gave me one.
Oh, did she really?
So I have a 6-7 ornament for my tree. I showed the kids. I go, look what we got. They're like, oh, my God. They both turned away. We're in the middle of Addie's down in the old market. And they both are just like, oh, my God. I was like, look, it's a 6-7 ornament.
Yeah.
And they don't have baby beers here.
Look it up. I'm going to look up those other ones and just see kind of where they were. But anyway, that's the 50th annual banished words list. I had a phone call the other day, by the way, from a telemarketer of some sort that asked for my mother. So I just, and I know I did telemarketing a long time ago. I know how it works when you're calling someone and then they say that person has passed, right? You apologize and you kind of, you don't, there's a way of handling it, right? And I just said, she's no longer with us. And she goes, oh, then she got awkwardly uncomfortable. And then she said, sorry, sir. And then she just hung up on me. I'm like, hey.
A little consoling would have been nice. I mean, I wasn't really done talking
sorry
to you.
Hear.
And I was still considering the Rikers cooker you were selling.
Yeah.
I might have wanted to get the BOGO on that.
Big old jerk. You know, that's the thing I'm going to start doing. Maybe that's bad karma. When I just get calls all the time from people. You know, I should just, when they ask for me, I should just say that person's no longer around. I shouldn't say that person's passed. Just not around to make it
Look
sound
you.
Like, you know.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
Huh?
Oh, what happened to the old me? And they call. She's dead. Ooh, look what you made me do. Come on. You don't know that song?
I don't know that song.
God,
I'm new.
You're the worst. Finally got to watch that, by the way.
Finally got to
watch the Taylor doc.
Did you do the whole thing?
I have one more episode to go.
Did you subscribe? Is that what you did?
No, I guess I had a subscription and I just wasn't signed in.
Oh, God. Isn't it good?
I could have been watching it this whole time.
Yes. Yeah.
I felt like they're like, no, we have that. I was like, no, we don't. I went to go sign in and they're like, yeah, here we go. Here's the sign in. I was like, well, look at that. I could have been watching this the whole time. I've been complaining.
Yeah, you have been.
They're like, you dumb.
Yeah,
I've been watching this the whole time.
It's funny because when I said I'm now a Swiftie, all my guy friends are, you know, listen to podcasts and stuff, were messaging me, and I told them I'm just infiltrating the group, and they fell for it, and they all are like, dude, that's awesome. So yeah.
Yeah, best of luck. You just failed. You didn't even know the reference I was making to a Taylor lyric.
No, I didn't. I didn't at all. All right, we're going to rock out of here. You guys be safe. Enjoy the gym. Enjoy the podcast while you're working out at the gym. I know a lot of buddies. My buddy Chris, I went to high school with. He works out every day. He's a firefighter, and he listens to the podcast every time. So, yeah, just listen to the podcast. Tell the person on the treadmill next to you. That could be me. You never know, which I think would be cool.
It won't be, but you can always take it. It's always a chance. He's hiding.
Yeah. exciting.
He's on the run. Where do you think, where's the last place we'll look? Yeah. I'm going to hide in the gym.
Oh, my God.
No one will think to find me here.
Ever. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a safe couple of days. And we do have a big announcement coming at you next week. All right. So make sure. And I know you'll listen to the podcast, but you'll get it when we drop it to you next week. So we'll talk to you Wednesday. Do yourself good.